Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get started. Today is a special podcast. I've got Andy Mallion from Spectra Products and BrakeSafe joining me today. Andy and I are going to be talking about brakes, troubleshooting, adjustment, brake problems, all kinds of things. And we're going to be looking specifically for brake-related questions. So if you've got questions about brakes, anything about brakes, go ahead and press one on your phone right now, and we will get to you. If you've got other questions, go ahead and press one, but we are going to put the priority on brake-related questions. Let's go ahead and get started.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs,
back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. We take your calls and answer your questions about everything trucks. Money, fuel mileage, maintenance, tires, taxes, technology, health and fitness on the road, getting started as an owner-operator, finding freight, working with brokers, getting your authority, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. Today is a special episode. We're going to be talking about brakes and everything related to brakes, troubleshooting, problems, fixes, adjustment, roadside inspections, you name it. If it's about brakes, we'll be talking about it today. And joining me to help out with that is Andy Mallion from Spectra Products and BrakeSafe. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be back.
Yeah, we've had you here before, and it's always, always a very popular show. You know, it's one of those topics that everybody knows is important, but they never quite get around to learning about brakes the way they should. You know, we don't have a lot of training in this industry. In fact, we have almost none. And this is an area where people really need to be trained more. Air brakes really aren't that complicated, but if you don't know, you just don't know. You have to learn it somewhere. And unfortunately, we don't do a very good job in this industry teaching people about brakes. How long have you been working in this part of the industry around brake issues?
I have been here for going on 20 years. Actually, this March at Matt's will be my 20th show. So it's been a
20
been a
years
time
around. Coming. Yeah.
And you
sure
know,
is.
And you know what? And the fact is that as far as the violations and the brake adjustment issues and brake issues, they haven't changed. You would think that after all these years and after the publicity that has gone into the marketplace, that people would pay a little bit more attention. And you know, some people do. So what I thought we would do is just go very quickly through, just to set the stage here, Kevin, on the three CVSA programs that were in place, and they're in place every year, starting off with the road check, which is the international road check, which was held this past June 7th through the 9th. There was actually 42,200 level one inspections done during that week. The total was just over 62,000, but level ones was 42,000 and change. Out of that, 45.7% of vehicles inspected were put out of service. Okay? That is huge numbers. So let's put it into perspective. Unless somebody is checking their brake adjustment on a regular basis, you basically have a 50% chance that you will be placed out of service if you get pulled over to an inspection. And you can protect yourself, as you know, with the BrakeSafe Logger product, which we'll get back to a little later in the program, but first I just want to cover off the statistics just so we know that this issue hasn't gone away. So that was the first one. Brake Safety Week was September 11th through 17th. Brake adjustment, again, was the number one out-of-service violation, as it always is. And you know what a lot of people don't really realize is that properly functioning brake systems are critical to safe commercial vehicle operation. You know, during Brake Safety Week, law enforcement conduct these inspections to identify adjustment issues and other faults in the foundation brake system, as well as ABS. And, you know, improperly installed or poorly maintained brake systems just totally reduce your braking capability and increase your stopping distances. So, you know, where it really is critical on the brake adjustment side, Kevin, is in that emergency brake situation where, you know, somebody cuts in front of you and you've got to put the brakes on full force. And if your brakes aren't adjusted, they're not going to be grabbing. So you're not going to have the same stopping capabilities if you're coming off an off-ramp.
You know, I, on that point there, one of the things I've noticed, and this is kind of human nature, you get somebody who drives the same truck every day, and the brake performance starts to deteriorate because of adjustment, a problem, whatever it might be. And what they do is they tend to compensate for it when they're driving. So they tend to back off a little more. They tend to start braking sooner. They get used to the fact that their brakes have deteriorated, and they compensate for it, which works most of the time. But what you just mentioned, that emergency situation, well, you can't compensate anymore. You know, now you're forced to stop in a safe distance and you can't because of the equipment. It's also interesting the way you answered that when I said, how long have you been doing this? And you said 20 years. My next question was going to be, and you covered it in your answer, has anything changed? 20 plus years. We know this is always the number one maintenance issue year after year after year, and yet it hasn't changed yet. And no, the interest, what we're going to talk about today, is the fix for this is so simple.
Exactly. It is so simple. And, you know, the reason that it hasn't changed is because people, you know, think that because they have an automatic slack adjuster that they're going to be working for them and that they don't have to worry about it. But that's been proven time and time again, unfortunately, that, you know, you still have to maintain that automatic slack adjuster and everything else in working order. And if you don't check it on a regular basis, it's going to deteriorate. And, you know, we talked about the maintenance in one of our other podcasts, on this particularly on the slack adjusters, using the right type of grease, you know, maintaining the proper greasing intervals. And one of the things that I see continually is over-greasing. I don't know how many hundreds and thousands of trucks I've seen where there's so much grease just caked around that slack that you can't basically tell there's a slack buried under all there. And people think more is better. In this case, no, it's not, because you can actually bind up the internal gears if you're over-greasing and not using the proper grease, as you and I both know, right?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. The automatic slack adjuster was a great addition to trucks and brakes, but it in a way, it's been part of the problem. Like you just mentioned, people are told, oh, you don't have to adjust your brakes, it's automatic. Well, it's only automatic if they're working. And like you said, year after year after year, we prove they don't always work. If they did, we wouldn't have any out-of-service violations for brake adjustment. If these worked all the time, this wouldn't be the number one problem.
That's 100% right. But again, as you said earlier, it's a question of educating. And, you know, that's why, you know, with what you and I have been able to do, you know, to a good degree, is to hopefully educate the people that are listening or that will listen in the future to the fact that, you know, there are solutions to the problem, guys and gals. I mean, it's just something that you need to address sooner than later. And, you know, people have good intentions, as we always know, to say, okay, well, I'm going to look after this. And, you know, it just gets put on the back burner. There's something else that comes along that's more important. And
you know, there's a, so the,
go ahead. No, I was done.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a really good lesson in here. A lot of the stuff I talk about just in trucking, and I've been talking about for a couple decades, most of what I talk about are aftermarket improvements to the truck. Whether it's a fuel mileage improvement, something that improves maintenance or whatever it is. And BrakeSafe, which we're going to talk about, is one of those. It's an upgrade. It's a modification. It makes the truck better. One of the responses I've had for years, and it just makes me laugh every time I hear it, people say, oh, if that really worked, the truck manufacturer would just put it on there. And that is so far from the truth. And so many people still use that line, and it's so wrong. And here's a great example. Let's look at the facts. Brake problems are the number one out-of-service criteria, have been forever, whether it's adjustment, problems, whatever it is. Clearly, no, it's a big issue. We look at the numbers every year. It's a really important issue because what is more important on a truck than being able to stop safely? Nothing else is as important, really. So we know it's a problem. We know it's critically important. We know there is a simple, very effective answer, and it's been around for quite some time, and the truck manufacturers are not going to build this on a truck. They're just not. And I could point out dozens and dozens of huge improvements to trucks that will never be factory. That's just the way it is. That they, the accountants build the trucks, not the engineers. The accountants get to decide what goes on a truck and what doesn't. And if it's not absolutely necessary to sell the truck, it's probably not going on. There's just so much evidence to show that we could improve everything on a truck, but you're going to have to do it yourself. It's aftermarket, not factory stuff. But this is probably one of the best examples of this, because the first time I saw this product, I said, oh my God, why isn't that just built on every truck that rolls off the assembly line? It should be, but it's not. The good news is, you can just do it yourself. We're going to talk about that and much more about brakes right after this. We'll be right back. Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. This is a special episode all about brakes, and I've got Andy Mallion from BrakeSafe with me. So Andy, again, I've been working with aftermarket products and companies for years, and many of them are just a huge improvement to the truck, but I don't know if I've ever found one that I said immediately, this should just be on every truck. It's just so drop-dead simple. And it fixes such a big problem, it should just be standard, but it's not.
No, and you're right, and it probably never will be, because some people don't realize that that it's such an important factor. They just think that, hey, everything's working fine. If it ain't fixed, or if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it's broke, so we need to fix it. And that's where we come into play with the BrakeSafe logger combination. But just before we hit on that, Kevin, I thought there was something that I thought I wanted to share with you and your listeners, was something that we really haven't touched base on in the past. We know that the brakes and brake adjustment are the number one out of service violations, but one of the things that I found recently was the top states for inspection intensity, okay? And that means basically, what are the 10 states that you're most likely to get inspected in and potentially receive a brake violation or even be put out of service? And
oh, that's
I covered it off of two. What's that?
I said that's great information.
Yeah, so we'll just touch on this briefly, because there's so much more that we need to cover, but I just wanted the folks out there to understand that if you're traveling in the following states, be wary, because these have the toughest violations, period. In fact, there was an article written a couple of years ago in one of the publications called "Don't Mess with Texas." number one for maintenance violations. And Texas is the number one state in the country for maintenance violations. They're at basically 86.9%. So they're number one. Then under maintenance violations, we're covering brakes, lights, tires, and other areas under the CSA vehicle basics. So the first one is Texas, California, Virginia, Montana, North Carolina, Florida, Maine, Ohio, Maryland, and Wisconsin are tied for 10th. So those are the states that have the highest maintenance violations. And when it comes to Texas, I just want to relay a little story before I tell you which. Well, let's just go through the brake violations first. So that's overall maintenance violations. When it relates to brake violations, Virginia is number one, Missouri, California, Montana, Oregon got in there, Utah, Mississippi, Idaho, and Texas. And they only vary by about 5 or 6%. So there's not a big spread. But if you're traveling in any of those states, you need to make sure that, you know, your brakes are working properly. But what I was going to say, Kevin, is back in September, I was at the CVSA annual conference and exhibition where I had our BrakeSafe logger on display, and there was over 600 people attending this conference. And the largest contingent of law enforcement that I presented to was from Texas. And the response to the product was overwhelming. And I've mentioned this in the past on shows, and you've talked about it as well, that when law enforcement see our product, they take a different approach to the inspection because they actually know that you are doing something to that serious violation out there. And I've had numerous calls from people, and in fact, there's one story that maybe if you remind me, or I can tell it now, or we can save it till the testimonials if you like.
Let's go ahead and tell it now.
Okay. We sold through Let's Truck some product to an owner-operator with Landstar. And Warren has said that I can use his name. His name is Warren Riley. Okay, he's a million-mile driver with Landstar. He's been with them for over 19 years. And he sent me an email saying, Andy, I missed something on my brake safe. I didn't think I got everything. And so I got back to him, and I said, I'm just looking at your order here, but everything's here. He said, well, no. He said, I got stopped in Texas at an inspection, and the officer told me that I was missing some of my brake safe. And this is Warren relaying the story to me, saying that, well, I told the officer that's what I have. He said, I'll be back in a minute. He actually went and printed a copy off our website of the Aero Logger, Kevin. Okay, I'm sitting listening
really?
To that story. I'm saying, I can't believe this. I said, I can't believe. And Warren's saying, no, he came back and actually brought two more of his officers in and said, this is what you're missing. And Warren said to him, well, how do you know about this? And he said, well, I met Andy at the CVSA meetings in September and I had the opportunity to see the product, so I know how it works and, you know, all this good stuff. And, you know, showed Warren what it was. And Warren was relaying the story to me, and I said, well, what was the officer's name? And he said, well, I can't remember. Make a long story short, he was at a fuel stop, so he said, let me check my report and see if his name is on there. Sure enough, the officer's name was on there. I checked my attendee list, immediately sent an email to the officer thanking him for his due diligence on our product. He sent me back an email saying, basically, thanks for keeping me updated. And it's reassuring to know that you're out there making our roads safer for, you know, our families and so on and so forth. And then Warren basically said to me, he said, Andy, he said, I was blown away. He said, I couldn't believe. And I was at the point where I was saying to myself, okay, what are the odds of an owner operator buying our product? Okay, me doing a presentation several months later, and that owner-operator being stopped at an inspection to an officer that I had shown the product to, what are the chances? Slim.
And not only that.
I guess what it goes to show here is that BrakeSafe is getting out there, and not only from what I'm doing, but from the people that are on the product, the people that are sharing the information. And the one comment that the Warren made to me was, this is the first time, as he put it, in forever, I had an officer work with me rather than against me. That's the case,
Kevin. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the other things that's pretty amazing about this, not only was the officer aware of the product, that'd be one thing to yeah, he knows it's out there, he saw your presentation, but he was interested in this product enough that he completely understood how it worked. He understood the addition of the AeroLogger and what that does. He knew the website. He went and printed it out. That's more than just being familiar with the product. That's somebody who truly believes in the product and understands it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just one of those stories that I just was sitting here in amazement going, you know what, maybe what we're doing all this time is you know, gaining some momentum, and people are you know, paying attention to that to that fact. And there's tons of stories, like not like that one, obviously, because that's a very rare one where the police officer actually went and took his time out of his day to say, hey, this is what you should have to make this product 100% for you.
Yeah, very cool. All right, yeah, so go ahead.
So that's basically what I wanted to say as far as watch those states, folks, because, you know, they are basically out there. I mean, and they know it. I mean, you know, there's other things that, you know, for example, which states have more roads, like fixed facilities than roadside. But you guys get the gist of it now. These are the states that you need to watch. If you're riding and driving through Texas, be very careful. And in fact, the Texas officers were the biggest contingent of any state that was at the CVSA meetings, and every state was represented. So it just goes to show you, and not to deter anything from any other state, but I mean, Texas being one of the largest states, it had in 2014, if I'm not mistaken, they had 560,000 inspections. I mean, they're huge. And, you know, we've got a lot of customers in Texas that are on BrakeSafe and the Logger. So having said that, we've covered off now, you know, the background, but perhaps now we can get into, you know, more what are we going to do to make ourselves safer? And, you know, it's very simple, the BrakeSafe Logger.
Let's do that. We're coming up on a break. I'll take us into a break. When I come back, Andy, what I'd love to have you do is talk about a little bit about how a slack adjuster should work, maybe some of the reasons why they don't, and then more importantly, because adjustment isn't the only problem there. We have other problems with brakes, and we want to address all of those. So when we come back, let's talk about the BrakeSafe, the AeroLogger, how it certainly is the answer. Adjustment and several other brake problems you may face. We'll do that right after this break. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is a special edition of the show. We're talking all about brakes, brake issues, brake problems, brake adjustments, and more importantly, the solution. Joining me to help out with that, Andy Mallion from BrakeSafe. And Andy, why don't you talk a little bit about brake adjustment and the problems, and then how BrakeSafe really addresses all of those?
All right, let's start off at the top, and that being number one, is that a daily pre-trip is mandatory, and we all know that, you know, people do the pre-trips, but the brake adjustment one is very difficult for people to do from a couple standpoints. Number one, in a lot of cases, the drivers aren't necessarily sure what brake chambers are on their equipment. And if you're not sure of what's on your equipment, then even if you were going to do the due diligence and actually go down there, mark and measure and figure out, you know, whether you're in or out of adjustment, you still have to know the brake chamber sizes. And that's critical. There's only three legal limits based on your brake chamber size, and those are 1 3/4 inch, 2 inch, and 2.5 inch long stroke. Those are the only three DOT legal limits. Now, there's some confusion that we touched on last time in the industry between the manufacturer's rated stroke and the DOT legal limit, and that difference is always 1/2 inch. So whatever the manufacturer's rated stroke is, for example, if it said 2.50 inches, your DOT limit is 2 inches. So number one, you need to know what brake chambers are on your equipment. And, you know, if you don't know, then it's very, very difficult to determine whether your brakes are in out of adjustment. And it's been proven time and time again. A lot of people say, well, I can tell by the feel of the brakes. Well, that is a misnomer. It's been proven, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of times, that you can't tell by the feel of the brakes whether they're in or out of adjustment. It's not like a hydraulic system where you lose some hydraulic fluid and you'll feel that sponginess. And as you said earlier, Kevin, a lot of people think, well, it's my truck, my trailer, I know how it should react. But your slack may be an adjustment, and then 100, 200 miles down the road or 500 miles down the road, something may have happened and it gone out of adjustment and you may not know. So having that slack work correctly is critical to the whole foundation brake system, because the slack is a lever, basically. And unless that lever is working correctly, the foundation brake system isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. So the maintenance, again, on the slacks is very, very important. Proper greasing. I would suggest that if you know what slack manufacturer you've got on your equipment, get a set of instructions and read what it says as far as greasing intervals, because they vary from manufacturer to manufacturer, and make sure that you're using the right grease. I remember at your CMC that I was at this past year, we talked to a lot of folks about using the right grease, and I've had numerous people that attended the CMC call me after and say, you know what, Andy, I actually went out and bought myself a separate tube of grease just to use on my slacks because of what you guys told us.
I said that's such a great idea for a couple reasons. One, they're using the right grease, which is important. And two, if all they do is get down there and grease their own slack adjusters and take a look at them, we're getting them that much closer to their brakes, which is a good thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that was refreshing to hear that people actually went out there and took the advice and said, you know what, I am going to protect myself. I am going to do what I have to do to make my truck and trailer safer. So slacks, very, very important. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that clevis pin in the slack has to be free spinning. If it's not free spinning, then it can bind everything up and it can actually throw the slack out of adjustment. And I know a little bird told me, Kevin, that you're going to be looking at a product that's going to be coming on board here that's actually an anti-seize cotter pin.
A very, very cool product, too, yes.
Yeah, and I understand that things are moving on that front, so your listeners will have something that, you know, once that gets launched, they won't have to worry about. Basically, what we're trying to do is create a wheel-end package for folks that they don't have to worry about. Number one, the out-of-service violation. So BrakeSafe is simple to install. I don't know, we did 20 or 30 trucks at least at the CMC parking lot, just with regular wrenches and that. So it's not difficult, but, you know, it has to be done. Like, you know, a lot of people have a good intention and they buy the product and they wait 5-6 months to put it on. And I understand, you know, everybody's busy, but you know what? put it on because it's going to potentially save you and, you know, identify different faults. And that's where BrakeSafe also comes in, Kevin, is, as you know, because the push rod shows probably 90% of faults in the foundation brake system, unless you know what that push rod is doing with the slack adjuster, there may be other inherent faults that you're not finding. So, for example, because BrakeSafe has a start and an end position, we can identify, number one, weak or broken parking brake springs. Those are one of the things that most fleet managers will tell me, or their maintenance directors, that unless a driver complains, typically it's not something that we look for. You know, maybe once a year we'll hit a drum and hear if there's a rattle in there, but it's typically a driver complaint. So BrakeSafe will show you, very simply, a weak or broken parking brake spring. Hung brakes, non-activating brakes, it'll show you weak return springs, potential cam bushing issues, and other faults. So once BrakeSafe is set up there, it's another tool for your toolbox, but it's permanent to the equipment. Once you put it on, it's there. So you can visually check every single day to see what the status of your brake system is, not just brake adjustment. And then adding the aero logger to it, which is making that brake adjustment check with one person, you can do your own DOT inspection, let's put it that way. You can do your own DOT inspection every single day within 2 minutes of getting into your truck, 90 to 100 pounds, release the parking brake, turn your engine off, give it a full brake application, set your parking brake, and then when you do your regular walk around, just take a peek underneath and see where the logger sits, because the logger will always show you the longest brake stroke application at any point in time. There's no need to reset it on a daily basis. I'm asked that question continually. Do I have to reset it, Andy? No, you don't. Just leave it, because it's always the longest brake stroke application. So then you'd set your parking brake, walk around again, like I said, and you know exactly what the status of your brakes is. How much simpler can it get, Kevin?
It really doesn't, you know, and if you go through what it takes to do the proper brake adjustment check, like you should be doing every day, if you go through what it takes to do it without the BrakeSafe and the aero logger, we understand why people don't do it, even though you should be doing it all the time. We understand why we don't. It's a pain in the ass for one person. It's a lot of work to figure out how to get it done. And this product makes it drop dead simple. You just walk around and look. I mean, it's really that easy. So we know that the standard way of checking brake adjustment without it, most people are just skipping it. They're not doing it. It's too much work. Most people don't even know how. And it's something exactly. We should be doing all the time. And they've never been taught. They don't really understand how. And even if they do know how, they're not doing it. I mean, all you have to do is sit in a truck stop one morning and watch. And you'll watch somebody get up. Maybe they go in and get coffee. Maybe they just walk right out of the sleeper into the seat, start the truck, and pull out. You know they're not getting under the truck and checking this stuff. I watch it constantly. You know, if all you did was get out of your truck, walk in and get coffee, and on the way back, walk around the truck and look under at your aero logger, you would now be confident that you're not going to get caught with the number one violation. It really is as easy as that.
You're right. I mean, and that's what always amazes me is that, you know, why wouldn't you?
I mean, right.
There's so many other things that, people spend money on. But as we've said many, many times, brakes are the most important piece on your equipment. Because, I mean, it's one thing to get going, but if you can't stop, you know, you're not going anywhere.
Yep.
You know, you're going to be going somewhere, you know, into a wall or into somebody in front of you. And again, going back to what I said earlier was that brake adjustment is critical in those emergency brake situations. It's not as if you're coming off an off-ramp because the brakes will slow you down. But it's those critical moments where, you know, somebody cuts in front of you or the traffic stops unexpectedly. And, you know, you've got to put the binders on and, you know, you're not slowing down. And, you know,
another
four-wheelers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another place were really, really critical, and I'm thinking about this because of the weather we've had so far this winter, you may be compensating for your brake problems daily. Like I said, you get used to it. They get a little weaker, a little weaker. You keep compensating. Then you hit a day of bad weather, and watch what happens when you're on a slick road and you've got brakes way out of adjustment. Now it's a real issue, and you can't compensate anymore. That's really what the key here. You may compensate all day long under normal conditions. When things change, somebody cuts you off, the road gets bad, you can't compensate, and now you're screwed. We're going to get to a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to some people and maybe answer some questions. So stick around. We'll be right back. Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. We're talking about brakes. I've got Andy Mallion with me from Brake Safe. And Andy, we're down to the final segment. You know, when we talk about this, even though it is a relatively simple topic, there's so much we want to talk about. You and I tend to blow right through the hour and we still don't get to everything. But what do you say we get to some callers?
That'd be great.
All right. Let's start off in Alberta. Dale, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin, Andy, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Dale.
Hey there.
You know, it's just an outstanding product, and I'll coin your phrase, Kevin, just a no-brainer. You put it on, you get up in the morning, you start the truck, you build your air up, you make two or three hard applications, you hold the pedal to the floor, the air builds, you know you don't have any major air leaks. You turn on all your lights, snap your brakes on, you get out and have a look, and you know that you're in compliance with the auto logger or the data logger. And it's just that simple and that easy. In a 5-minute walk around, you know you're good to go.
Dale, just so the rest of the listeners know, you have a pretty unique perspective on this because you understand brake adjustments from both sides of the fence as a driver and owner operator and from the inspection side because you did that for years.
Yeah, my background, I came out of law enforcement. I was too honest to steal and too lazy for a paper route, so I went trucking. But yeah, I was a CVSA instructor, a collision investigator. I did thousands of inspections, and yeah, you talk to the average driver, and what did you do for an inspection today? And they get a blank stare and cue the crickets because they've done nothing. And at least with this product, you know, you don't have to put a lot of effort into knowing you're in compliance.
Absolutely.
No, that's exactly it. You know, and I wanted to thank you, Dale, for letting me assist you on the inspection that you did at the CMC. That was a real eye opener for me, let me tell you. Seeing all those trucks, I mean, I've never had an opportunity to be with 300 plus trucks all in one parking lot and to see all the different configurations and how people maintain their equipment. So I really appreciate that.
You know, that's such a great thing Dale's been doing for us at the CMC for years now. We do that full front to back inspection, but it's so different because most drivers, the only time they've ever experienced this. Now, if they've gone to a really good driving school, they may have been taught a real good walk around inspection, you know, daily, but probably not. And even if they were taught how to do it really well, they were shown at one time. And it was a time when they're being shown 100 other things. They're probably in some sort of orientation. There's a lot going on. And our brains can only absorb so much. And that may be the last time they're ever shown. Well, at the CMC, and then the next time they experience an inspection, it's high stress. It's on the side of the road. It's at a scale. There's pressure. It's just not a good situation. The beauty at the CMC is we walk them through this entire inspection process without the stress, without the pressure, and Dale just does it over and over and over. And Andy, you got a chance to see that, but people absolutely love that. I think they learn so much more than any other time.
Oh, I think it's paramount. In fact, when I was helping Dale out and watching what he was doing, I took a look at a couple of trucks that were in line, and we won't mention any names, but I took a look at one truck, and front left steer was missing a clevis pin. Okay, the whole pin was gone.
Wow.
And I asked the Dale will remember that because I asked the owner of the truck. I said, do you mind taking a look at this wheel end for me? Tell me if you see anything there that's out of the ordinary. And this fellow's looking at it, said, no, it looks fine to me. And I said, well, do you find the vehicle when you're stopping pulling to one side? He said, yeah, how did you know that? And I said, take a closer look. And he still couldn't see it. The clevis pin was missing. He had no brakes on the,
wow.
on the driver's side. So going to Dale's point is, guys, just have to open your eyes. I mean, to miss a clevis pin, and the slack was just sitting there free, you know?
Right.
How many times has that individual actually done pop the hood and not taken a quick peek? I mean, I can't stress enough, and I'm sure Dale will agree with me, you got to pay attention.
You
got to pay attention. Because that may seem like a little thing, but he had no front left brake.
And you know what? You know, some people clearly just don't care enough. We have drivers who are never going to get out and look. I get that. But the majority of people, I think what they're missing is not the will or the desire to get out and do this. They're missing the knowledge. They don't know what they should be looking for. So they're uncomfortable with it. And that's what I love about what Dale does, what you and I do on breaks. We're trying to make people more comfortable. We're trying to get them to understand, look, once you know this, you're going to be so much more comfortable with it. You're not going to avoid it. And it is pretty simple, but you have to be shown. I mean, you have to be taught. We don't know this stuff. So that's why we do these kind of shows. That's why we're going to continue to do these, because it is important. Let's go to Florida. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin and Andy. Thanks for taking my call. I was actually my fourth CMC last year, and I bought the brake safe, and I'm one of those that waited about 5 months to actually put it on because, you know, one thing was always more important. But I put it on a couple weeks ago before this last trip on both the truck and trailer. And on the trailer, you have that little pin, that indicator pin that, yep, you know, shows the maximum. I found that pin is a little too short to operate the logger device. And I was wondering if you had another pin, maybe half inch or 3/4 inch longer, that I could put on there.
Actually, you know, Michael, when you get a chance, if you have a pen handy, I'm going to give you my toll-free line, and perhaps you can call me. We can spend a few minutes, and I'll tell you what the fix is on it.
Okay.
It's 888. Go ahead. I'll give you a quick one here, but it's 888-381-2355. And by the way, that number is good for anybody that wants to call me. But typically, depending on how the axle is set up, you can actually move the bracket a little bit inwards or outwards for that clamp indicator to pick up on the red logger arm. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was able to move that a little bit to cock it, so I barely have, with the rubber plastic on, or the red plastic, there's barely enough room to move it. And actually, I mean, I figured if you didn't have it, I was just going to take my and TIG a piece of metal on the end of it to make it longer. So, you know, I'm able to do that.
We'll work something out, but I need to really talk to you for a few minutes. And
yeah,
if you have a couple pictures you can take for me, that'll work, because we've had this
situation. Sure.
There's certain, There are certain axles that are set up differently. So in your particular case, I may actually, once I take a look at the pictures, the replacement clevis pin may also work. But again, we'll get it resolved for you. That's not a problem.
Yeah. And I also bought it, of course, for the tractor, and that went on fine, except I bought it two drive axle kits. Well, I have a lift axle on this, which I just discovered I need to have the trailer axle kit instead of the lift axle or the drive axle kit because of the length of the push rod. So, and I'm sure Let's Truck, I mean, I got it through them, so I just talked to Bridget on the phone and probably just exchange it out, get that up. But I absolutely love the product. I'm very anal about maintenance on the truck, and every time the truck comes in, I get home, it's grease. I crawl under there. I look for broken stuff. I check the brakes, and I absolutely love that product.
Well, thank you. That makes us feel good because it does do the job. I just want to get your trailer up and running properly now. So that's awesome. But do, Michael, give me a call, please.
You know, I can't believe it. We've done it again. We blew through the whole show. There's so much more I want to talk about. Why don't we just commit to doing this once a quarter so that we can stay, you know, on top of it. We can build on things. This really is a great topic. People love it. They need to hear it. Real quick before we wrap this up, though, if people want to talk to you, if they want to hear more about the product, how do they find you?
Very simple. They can call me on our toll-free line, which is 888-381-2355, or you can go to our website, which is spectraproducts.ca, so S-P-E-C-T-R-A, and the word products with an S, all one word, spectraproducts.ca, Charlie Alpha. And there's also a video on your website as well in the Let's Truck store, Kevin, that people can take a look at there, but you know, feel free to have them call me. And like I said, you know, we're here to help you and make sure that things are working properly. So I'm glad we had a call like that from Michael because those things do happen. And, you know, we want to make sure that all his equipment is working properly. So that's awesome.
Outstanding. All right, we've got to wrap this up. We're going to do it again. Thanks for joining us. Be safe, be profitable, fit and healthy. Always the hard work. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us, and we will be back here again tomorrow to do it with the Power Hour and general questions. Again, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.